Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story this weekend of the Republican American, residents on Carter Road see they no longer feel safe in their home. A group of about 20 neighbors expressed concern about a local property owner's plan to transform his Carter Road estate into a commercial sober home for up to 16 people. Dutchess Community College is asking the community to ignore spam email requests for an invoice payment, according to the college in a Facebook post. Judy Stokes, DCC spokeswoman, said the email sent on Thursday appears to be coming from the registrar's office. Our registrar office never sends bills, she said. She added the college does not know how many emails were sent out. However, she said the college is pleased with the response from email recipients who have been understanding. A warning was shared on the college's website and social media accounts. Two land trusts based in Kent have received grants from 1772 Foundation for restoration work. Kent Land Trust was awarded $10,000 for roof and gutter repairs to the former Girl Scout Lodge dating to 1901 at the East Kent Hamlet Nature Preserve. And Weintog Heritage Land Trust was awarded $8,000 for exterior repairs and painting to a dairy barn at the Smirsky's Farm. The grants were among 23 awarded to Connecticut organizations, totaling over $200,000. Free summer meals at two sites in Dover Plains. All kids and teens 18 and younger can receive nutritious meals for free during the summer. The kids eat free meals and families save money. No residency or citizenship required, no registration, and no forms to fill out. A nutritious meal is served. The free meals are served every Monday through Friday, running through August the 9th at the Wingdale Elementary School on Route 55. Breakfast from 8 to 9:30, lunch from 11:30 to 1, and the Dover Elementary School. Breakfast from 8 until 9:30, lunch 11:30 until 1. The cafeteria is only open when meals are offered. The Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission in Falls Village meeting tonight at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Also tonight, Planning Board regular meeting. That happens at the Dover Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. Sharon Housing Authority has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow. That meeting will be at Town Hall, and that will be at 5 p.m. North Canaan Recreation Committee is having a meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the North Canaan Town Hall. The 55th North Canaan Railroad Days kick off Wednesday the 17th, running through Sunday, July 28th. Carnival at Lawrence Field is the 17th through the 20th from 6 till 10. A celebration of the Canaan's free dinner at the Bitterman Center Wednesday the 24th, 4:30 to 6. Family fun night at Lawrence Field on Thursday the 25th. A celebration of life happening on Saturday the 27th, along with the Craft and Flea Market, St. Martin of Tours annual festival, and the Fireman's Parade, music and food courts on Saturday, car show and fireworks as well. Breakfast at the North Canaan Ambulance Building happens on Sunday. More information on the web at Canaan Railroad Days or Facebook.com Canaan Railroad Days. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will have their next meeting coming up on the 17th, beginning at 5:30. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday, the 17th at 5:30. This meeting will be held at the new transfer station site. It was scheduled to be in Sharon, but it will now be at the new transfer station site. Also on Wednesday, Conservation Commission is having their regular meeting. That is happening in Sharon at 6:30 at Town Hall. Northeast Millage Library, in conjunction with the Pine Plains Free Library, will hold a Minecraft-a-thon for ages 8 to 13, Wednesday from 6 until 7:30. Registration for the event is required at ppflibrary@gmail.com or cmcloon@nemillertonlibrary.org. The Northeast Millerton Library is located at 75 Main Street. More information, nemillertonlibrary.org. Sharon Recreation and Youth Summer Concert Series continues from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion on Veterans Field. Coming up on Wednesday, Last Good Bender, Country, Rockabilly, Blues, and Original. As part of the summer reading program, the Amenia Free Library presents Animal Embassy, Bringing Life to Education, Over the Moon Animal Adventure. You can meet friendly critters from around the world and learn about where they live. That happens Thursday at 11 at Amenia Town Hall. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee has a meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. Also on Thursday, it is the Kent Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series. The Regulator is coming up this Thursday at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan on Thursday at National Recording Artists Lucinda and Michael. Live music, food, vendors, and a car and motorcycle cruise. coming up on July 18th, the regular meeting of the Ankrum Town Board at the Ankrum Town Hall. It's open to the public at 7 p.m. Paul Remuni, author of the recently published Accordion Stories from the Heart, will speak and perform at the Douglas Library Friday the 19th at 7 p.m. Paul is the founder of the New England Accordion Connection Museum in Canaan. Books will be available for signing. More information at 860-824-7863. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will feature activist Cynthia Pleas as she will conduct a lecture and display photos on her recent trip to the Poor People's Gathering in Washington, D.C. That'll be Friday at 7:30. More details, 413-229-7004. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring the fabulous Versatones Friday. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson by Harry Facilia takes place at 8. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music an hour later. Admission on a sliding scale that ranges from $10 to $20. More details at 413-229-2357. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 celebrates once again its 60th year of lobster sales, and the next lobster sale will be coming up on July 20th. You can be picking up those lobsters between 4 and 6 p.m. at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. You can order those lobsters at 860-435-9722 as long as they're ordered by the Friday before the sale. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ankrum. That is happening on July 20th at 9:30 in the morning. A paint and sip will be held on Saturday from 11 till 1 at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. More information at 413-205-8346. Reinstitute presents a floor show map of the world, curated by Julia Thoris, Ellen Lecter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit opens Saturday, July 20th from 4 till 7 p.m., followed by a potluck. It runs through Saturday, August 24th. The Reinstitute, located at 1395 Boston Corners Road. More information, thereinstitute.com. In Stockbridge this summer, the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives present In Plain Sight, a series of monthly history walks on Saturday, July 20th at 4 p.m. Learn about Eden Hill from Mission House to Mercy Sunday. In Sharon, the gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Wind and Water, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists. The exhibit runs from July 20th through August 30th. An opening wine and hors d'oeuvre reception with the public is invited free of charge on Saturday the 20th from 5 till 7 p.m. Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, presenting an evening of music featuring Stone Soup, a local eclectic contemporary jazz-based trio, Saturday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4. Kick up your heels and join High and Mighty for a fun family event on Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. All proceeds will support programming for veterans, children, adults, and senior citizens with disabilities. The event takes place in Columbia County on County Route 21C in Ghent, New York. Tickets or more information, highandmighty.org/kickupyourheels. The Berkshire's third annual Jewish Festival of Books taking place running through July 18th to the 21st at Haverth of Southern Berkshire's Route 23 in Great Barrington, featuring free and fee-based author talks, teachings, and readings by nationally and internationally acclaimed writers. Reservations and more information at 413-528-6378. Sunday evening concerts at the North Deck of the Canaan Youth Depot in North Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday with Robert C. Fullerton. In case of rain, they move inside the Great Falls Brewing Company, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 27,332.03, the NASDAQ at 8244.14, and the S&P 500 at 3013.77. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.